Yisrael, he is the character of Yahweh. That's what he is. He's the character. I want you to hear this in Yeshaya. It says this in Yeshaya, Isaiah chapter 42. I want you to understand the prevalence of Yahweh's truth. You must understand the prevalence of the importance of the Torah. We don't understand that. We haven't been taught that. I wasn't taught that. You were not taught that. And so Yahweh teaches us today the prevalence or the importance of His Torah. The character of Yisrael. And dealing with that one component, the power to prevail. And Yisrael always prevails. Always. True Yisrael. Scripture says in Yeshaya 42 verse 13, it says, "Now Yahweh shall go forth as a mighty man. He shall stir up jealousy like a man of war. He shall cry, oh yes, he's going to roar. He shall prevail." Now, do you understand this? He shall gabah, Yahweh shall prevail against who? His enemies. Now who are the enemies of Yahweh? If a man does not keep the Torah of Yahweh, he is his enemy. HaMashiach said, "I call you no more servants, but I call you brothers or friends." Why? Because you understand the doctrine or the truth of the Torah. So Yahweh is going to prevail against his enemies. He's going to sweep. This nation is being swept. The mind of this nation, your sons and your daughters, your children, the husband and wives, this nation is being swept by the powers of darkness. The children are convoluted. The parents are so twisted. Their mindset is so corrupt. So vile today. No love for Yahweh. Nothing that is pure. Nothing that is sincere. Nothing that they're devoted to. Nothing. But television watching, wickedness and some fried chicken, a chitlin fest or pig feet dinner, ham supper. They will go mad behind what they call St. Patrick's Day. They'll become very insane for their X-mas, their pagan Christmas. We're seeing what they call this Astar when they celebrate their Astar, their god of darkness. They're spending billions of dollars to bring an offering to their god. Yahweh said, "I'm going to prevail." Now, Yisrael is a prince of Yahweh. Yisrael is a Zah of Yahweh. Yisrael prevails. And Yahweh showed us the sweep of His prevailing that Yisrael, or the character of Yisrael, is identified with. You don't have this identity, you cannot prevail. You are not Yisrael, you will not prevail. You're not Yisrael. He says that. And Yahweh says, "Because of my great vengeance, I'm going to prevail against my enemies." Verse 14. "I have long time held my shalom. I have been still," now he says, "and I refrain myself." Yahweh has done that. He watched our ignorance, our selfishness, our sin. Do you understand the very traumatic thing that your uncle went through? That's why he was left alone. He was searching his heart. He said, "Man, I have done some grave injustice. I got the birthright. I came before my daddy, Avot. Mama helped me with that situation. Laid out before him. Eyes being blind. Because this thing was more valuable to me than anything. And I wasn't going to turn it down. Yet there is one that rides after me, and he rides as an enemy. He's strong. He's powerful." What Yahweh was saying, even in this metaphor here, you understand that he could have gave that right at that poor generation unto Esau, but he was a valiant man of blood. He was a warrior. He was a hara. He needed someone that was gentle. It was this metaphor of the Messiah. That will carry for the strength of the Torah. That's why many of us have no power of Yahweh, because we are mean and we are vindictive. We are angry. You might as well say hallelujah, Yahweh. We hold things in our corrupt, wicked heart. Oh, Esau held that. He didn't go away broke. He didn't need what Yaakov said, masses of blessings. He said, "I don't need it, boy. I got what I got. You think I need this? It didn't change his heart. Why? What changed his heart? You know what? Yahweh prevails. Israel prevails. He said, get out of my way. I'm riding. And he didn't ride like some little whippish man. Afraid of the burden. He didn't have no saddle either. But he rode. He didn't ride some little mud of a mule either. He rode an Arabian stallion. Something that would glide. And he had warriors with him. His servants. And they were committed to the cause of the Edomites. And they were riding. That's the nature of America. She's a nation of Edomites. That's what she is. Killers. Vengeful, wicked. She goes over there and Mr. Amashinadon. He's got something for her. He's like a roll over on his belly like a rag. I will not send my son to a worthless deception of hell for what we call democracy. There is no democracy. You're not free. You're free in a democracy. You're not free in truth. You shall know the truth. The Torah. And the Torah shall make you free. I'm a constitutionalist. I'm a son of Yahweh. And I'm free. Because he brings his judgment. His mishpatim. He makes himself known to me. No democracy make you free. No constitution. The Torah. Yahweh says, I want to show you what I'm going to do. He said, I've held my shalom. I have been still. I haven't done anything. And I've refrained myself. Now, I will cry like a travailing woman. I will destroy and devour at once. Why would you do that? A woman travailing? Cry with great pains. He said, I'm going to destroy and devour at once. I will make waste. Look at this now. You're always going to prevail. He said, I will make waste mountains. They're strong, towering things that they have put strength in. I'm going to bring them down in their hills. And I will dry up their herbs. And I will make their rivers islands. My. What a prevailing power. What a wind. What a storm. Make the rivers islands. We'll dry it up. So you don't know me. And we'll dry it up. And I will draw up her pools. I will bring the blind. By the way, I'm glad I was blind. There were ten leprosy. There were one by the name of Bartimaeus. He was blind. He was by the pool of Siloam. And yet he was made to see. He said, I will make the blind. I will make the blind. I will bring the blind, by the way, that they knew not. We were blind. He brought us by the way that you didn't even know. You were blind. Your eyes were covered. We were just like Shaul. We didn't know. We had no understanding. But yet Israel shall prevail. He said, he shall prevail. Israel shall prevail. He said, I will lead them in the paths that they have not known. We have not known. Eyes have not seen, ears have not heard the things, the path, what Yahweh has prepared for them that love Him. And that's what the Torah teaches us, to love Yahweh with all we got, and to love our neighbors as ourselves. You don't do that, you have no viableness of the Torah in you. I don't care who you are. Your skin can be creamy white and white as snow. You're a liar. You're a child of hell. It can be black as the blackness of darkness. You have nothing. He said, I will make the darkness light before them. We were once blind. Now we can see. The renewed covenant doesn't teach against that. It strengthens that. HaMashiach did not teach against that. He taught for that. He said, and the crooked thing shall be made, shall be straight. He said, these things will I do to them and not forsake them. He said, these things I will do with them, and I won't forsake them. Yes, Lord, I won't forsake them. Why? He said, but I want to tell you something. They shall be turned back. They shall be greatly ashamed. That trust in graven images, you trusted in those. God, I want a car. I want a home. Give me a nice new home. We trusted in graven images that took all of our strength to pay for them. Every nickel labored. And so they've created these images that you crave for. Their craving images. More so than graven, they're craven images. You crave for those things because they are your gods and you serve those things. He said, and say to the molten image, you are my mighty one. And that's what America says. America is the mighty one. They want to come from every shore to America. America's the great strength. No, Israel. The true character of Israel and the identity of Israel is the great strength. There is where the prevailing power lies. It doesn't lie in America. And these corruptors of scripture say that this nation is the new, or is the Israel. They're lies. This nation is beyond the city of Sodom and Gomorrah, or Sodom and Egypt. This nation has no identity. None whatsoever. None at all. It has no identity at all. You have a cauldron of darkness, everything in America. You have on every corner an image, a graven image of some God, the Baptist, the Methodist, the Pentecostal, the Holiness, the Seventh-day Baptist, all of that. And they defile the Torah of Yahweh. They have, with all of their traditions, made void the Torah of Yahweh with their bylaws. And they fight against it. They argue against it. They resist you. And they don't want the truth. They will tell you that you're foolish. No, I'm not foolish, brothers and sisters. I have truth. I'm preaching to you truth today. It's simple. It's not something that is of great. It's not something that is so distorted that we can't understand it. This is truth, what I convey to you. It is not some philosophized understanding by some man. It is just the total truth. He did not make it complicated. Not many great and wise men are called. He doesn't call men that are great in their own studious nature. He called men and established them, and then he caused his power to prevail in them. And he called the house of Israel, just like he ordained Israel in the beginning. Yahweh prevails. Your name shall not be Yaakov, but Israel. It is because Yahweh prevailed. Where is he prevailing in the nation? Where is he prevailing in Africa? Well, you look at that and say this. No, Yahweh makes rich, he makes poor, he makes alive, and he kills. That's what scripture says. It's either the truth or it's a damnable flat out lie. Well, the white nation, they are living men that are dead in all their own wickedness and their sins. No different. Their nation, their foot, they have what we call a physical life, but they're dead. No emotional power of love, nothing at all. I won't skip on this. And they're dead in their sins. It's no different in Africa than it is in Ireland. Yahweh is not unjust. Every man pays for his sins. I don't care who they are. Pays. Scripture teaches that. He makes rich. He makes poor. Sure he does. And the riches of Yahweh is not T.D. Jakes. It is not Bill Gates. It's either they are the riches of Yahweh. And what Shaitan says, bow down and worship me. And this nation is a nation of satanic worship. It is a nation of God worship. That is what satanic worship is. It is a nation of God worship. I'm telling you, on Sunday, on their sun pagan day, they will go to every kind of whorehouse, every kind of vile house there is. And they will go there and worship the prostitutes in their prostitution, the faggots, everyone. It makes no difference. And there will be not one reproving. When they went to the priests, when Israel went to the Kohen, they went and they brought a sin offering. These perverts will not bring any kind of sin offering. They will not repent of their sins. They're corrupt. They're vile. They're whorehouses. They're ill-reputed houses. They're houses of darkness and hell. But they love Yahweh. Let them play this message tomorrow then. and see what happens. It's nothing but a God worship. That's all this nation is. And everybody wants to come here because they can worship gods. It's worse than Hinduism. And that's the truth. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Yahweh wants us to know, listen to this, brothers and sisters. He says now, you have trusted in those things, and you have believed that they are the mighty one. But their Christo is not the mighty one. Their Holy Ghost is not the Ruah of Yahweh. Do you all hear me? It is not. It is a false spirit that has swept this nation. And everybody has the Holy Ghost. Everybody have their Christos and their Jesus. But they don't have Yahweh. They don't know the power of Yahshua HaMashiach. And that is the truth. What Yahweh is conveyed unto Israel, I want you to understand, because I want to take this a little further. He says, my truth prevails. I don't care what happens to Torah. Yahweh is from what? Everlasting to noonday. And his Torah is the truth. So what he was trying to convey to them, that his Torah prevails, brothers and sisters. And the Torah of Yahweh prevails. It prevails. It is strong. It is mighty. It is powerful. That's what the Torah is. And that's why we've been weak and we have been feeble. Because we have known the strength and the power of the Torah. And Israel shall prevail. I want to read this quickly. Just listen to it. You don't have the Apocrypha, but I want to read this from the Apocrypha. It is in the book of wisdom. And what the book of wisdom is, it is a conveying of the wisdom, the knowledge, the mind of Yahweh. I want you to hear, though. You've got to listen to it to hear. Please listen and hear it. Please. It says this in Wisdom 7:24. It says this. For wisdom is more mobile than any emotion. Because of her pureness, she pervades and penetrates all things. For she is a breath of the power of Yahweh. Now that's what wisdom is. It is the breath of Yahweh's power. When Yahweh impart that wisdom into you, or the words that deals with the circumstances where you prevail, it is a breath of life. Have you ever been in a battle, or you're battling something, you're trying to figure how to do it and how to get it done. All of a sudden, the sparkle of wisdom penetrates you, pervades you. And then all of a sudden, that's, oh, okay, yeah. That's great joy. And that's what wisdom is. Hear me now. That's what the Torah is. It's the wisdom of Yahweh. And it ought to penetrate and pervade and bring great light. She is pure. It says she is the breath of the power of Yahweh. She and a pure emanation. Listen now. That's what wisdom is when we get this mind. When Israel truly have the mind, she emanates. She is a pure emanation of the magnificence of the Almighty. Therefore, look at this now. Nothing defile gain entrance into her. Nothing defile can understand the power of wisdom. You cannot even go into wisdom when you're defiled. And what we have is a defiled religious world today. That's why we don't understand the wisdom of Yahweh. That's why the Torah has no great emphasis. So it doesn't emanate the magnificence of Yahweh. Something is wrong. The Torah emanates who Yahweh is. Yahweh dealing with Israel, was he not emanated in everything he did? Was he not magnified? Did he not send Moshe to Pharaoh for one purpose, that his name may emanate throughout the land? And that's what the wisdom of Yahweh does. It emanates. And nothing defiled gain entrance into her. No stronghold of defilement in wisdom. For wisdom is a reflection of eternal light. A spotless mirror of the workings of Yahweh. Have any of you all ever seen a spotless mirror? You ever seen a spotless mirror? Who all has it? You seen it? Who's seen it? You seen a spotless mirror? You seen a spotless mirror? You all seen a spotless mirror? Not any of y'all ever seen a spotless mirror. You can't find one. Okay, well, you look. If you magnify, there's a little spot there. I can't see it. It's spotless. Spotless now. It causes the reflection to be seen just what it is. You can look. I don't care how you Windex it down.
I don't care if you use basic eight, you've never seen a spotless mirror. And that's what wisdom is. She's the spotless mirror. Ain't no spots there. Why? Because there's nothing defiled there. And the reason you've never seen a spotless mirror, because in your home there's defilement, there's particles there. You've never seen one. When you wipe it down, whatever you wipe it down with, come on. You transpose that those contaminants from the newspaper or the cloth onto the mirror. Spotless. He used a phraseology here that it baffles the mind, because he wants us to understand the strength and the power of wisdom. Do you understand? Because I want to get to a point here. He said wisdom is just like a spotless mirror of the working of Yahweh. That's what it does. That's what wisdom does. That's what the Torah does. It gives us an insight of Yahweh's work. That's what it does. That's why HaMashiach could not, brothers and sisters. Don't let these perverts trick your mind. These Jesus fanatics, they're liars. HaMashiach could not change the purity of the Torah. And he did not. It is like a spotless mirror of the workings of Yahweh and the image of his tov, or his goodness. That is what wisdom is. When you truly have wisdom, you will deal with one another with the mind of Yahweh. You know, Yahweh said, I stood still for a while. I just waited. We can't sit still. We become very emotional, don't we, and angry. We get offended very easily. Because we think very little of anyone but ourselves. I said to my wife this morning, we were talking. I said, well, I don't see you like you see me. And she says to me, do you see me like you see me? I say, yeah. She said, well, you can't receive how I see you then, huh? I said, I understand. I said that. I was honest with her. I know what she was saying. We had a little conversation. And so I was saying, I don't see myself like you see me. She said, well, then how do you see me? Do you see me like you think you see me? I said, yes. But you don't see yourself like you see yourself. Oh, I said that. I did it to play some advocate. I did it for that purpose. I said to her, oh, honey, I know. I did that for that purpose. I did that for that kind of response. I said it because I wanted to see how she was going to respond. And she responded right. I want her to respond right. I said, yeah, I said it. But this is what I mean. I said it because I wanted to see how she was going to respond. And so Yahweh says things to us to see how we respond. And you know how you respond, don't you? Hallelujah, Yahweh. We say, not me. We're guilty of that one, aren't we? Come on, look to your neighbor and say, I'm guilty of that one. Come on, look to someone and say, I'm guilty of that one. It says this in verse 27. Listen now. Though she is but one, she can do, I like this, she can do all things. And while remaining in herself, she renews all things. That's what wisdom does. She renews all things. In every generation she passed into, listen now, Kodesh, set apart souls, beings, and make them friends of Yahweh and prophets. That's what wisdom does. It makes us friends of Yahweh and prophets. Now that's what HaMashiach did. He said, I call you no more servants, but friends. Because did he teach them wisdom of the Torah? Did he teach them wisdom of the Torah? Sure he did. So it made them friends of Yahweh and the prophet. He was the chief prophet, wasn't he? And he said, you're my friend. He said, you're my friend. And that's what Torah truth does. It makes us friends of Yahweh. And that's why he spoke to Yaakov, and Yisrael is a friend of Yahweh. Sure it is. Yisrael is Yahweh's friend. Because even the very power and Yahweh could have smote him. You understand the messenger, let him know now. I can use something on you. That's why he smote his thigh and became hollow. His strength was what? He prevailed. He was to be able to have strength. To be able to endure. That's why. Well, you are cold. He was able. And we better get some ableness in us if we're true Yisrael. If you are an Edomite, you don't have that. Only Yisrael prevail. I don't care about your filthy, arrogantly, prideful flesh. I don't care if I offend the white man or the black man. You that get offended at the white truth is because you're full of trash. You that get offended at black truth is because you're full of trash. We deal with the essence and the reality of life and the truth. These that run this nation, they are not the seed of Israel. The children of hell and darkness. And I don't take that back. Hallelujah. Yahweh. Look at this now. It says this now. It says, for Yahweh, hear this please. For Yahweh loves nothing so much as the man who lives with wisdom. Now that's profound. I like that. He loves nothing more than a man that lives with wisdom. Because when he sits and sees his son walking in the Torah truth, he loves that. He says, man, Israel. He loves nothing more than a man that loves wisdom, that lives in wisdom. And so what has the enemy done? He calls us to walk in folly, hasn't he? See, the wisdom of Yahweh tells you brothers and sisters to be sober. But we find a place to be full of folly and grinning and skinning. Everything is funny, isn't it? It's not funny. Everything. Look at what we hear there. There's some kind of frivolity associated with it. The things of Yahweh, this foolishness. Men stand before the people and they tell jokes. They got to have their little silly grinning and foolishness. It ought not to be. I'm a sober man when I stand here. I don't have time for anything else. I have time for no grinning and skidding. Because His truth is right. And Yahweh loves nothing more than a man that has the wisdom of Yahweh. He loves that. Did He love HaMashiach? Was He well pleased? Was He filled with the wisdom of Yahweh? Did He come by Torah understanding? Why? How do I know that? Because He said, I come in the volume of this scroll. Because I am the living power of it. It testifies in me. That's what it did. And so Yahweh loves those that love wisdom and that walk in wisdom. He loved those men. He says, for she is more beautiful than the sun. Ain't nothing beautiful like the sun. It's so beautiful that you can't even look at it. Because of our sin, it caused obscurity. We can't look at it. He said, wisdom is more beautiful than the sun. That's the prevailing power of Yahweh's revelation and understanding of Torah. It's more beautiful than the sun and excels every constellation of the stars. Compared with the light, she is found to be superior. Wisdom compared to light, she's found to be superior. A shade of light and wisdom, no shades. You can stand out there and it's lighter there than it is when you get under the trees. You can ride this way and the sun, because of the trajectory of the sun or the position of the sun, it may be a little lighter here than it is over here. And you are in the opening. I've seen it lighter over here than right here. And you're still out of the opening. And so what he says, wisdom is more pure. It is more precious than light. It is. And that is what HaMashiach brought. You must understand that men had the light of truth. But they did not have the revelation of truth. Those Hebrews had the light of truth, but they didn't have the revelation of truth. And that's what we have today. Yes, scholarly minds today, they have theologians that understand the Hebraic vernacular, and they're rabbis. Now those that call themselves Yotems, that they understand every little nuance. They don't have the power of wisdom to live by the strength of Yahweh's truth. Because they don't believe Him. They don't believe that He prevails. So there's nothing more beautiful. She excels the constellations. She is superior to light. For it is succeeded by night. The light is. This is what I want to get to. But against wisdom, evil does not prevail. But against wisdom. Now, if we are wise, if we are Israel, we're wise. What thoughts prevail in your mind all the time? Do we think on the things that are pure? Why do you think He commanded us to do that? Do we think on the things that are lovely? Quiet, huh? Truth. Truth identifies our heart. But against wisdom, evil cannot, shall not prevail. How are you able to do evil things? Because we don't have the wisdom of Yahweh. Our minds have not been disciplined in the Torah. We don't have the ability to hear. We become very stationary when it comes to hearing. But there is nothing that prevails. Evil cannot prevail against the wisdom of Yahweh. Nothing at all. And all the evil intent of Esau's heart. Everything that he had conjured in his mind, he said, I'm going to kill him. I'm going to flay him. I believe that Esau, when I think about the brothers, Jermaine trotted at one time, hunting. You must understand, if you are out in the woods hunting with a bow, and if that arrow, just a little twig, if it touches it, it throws off its trajectory. But I believe that Esau was a man of such great skill and power that if he had to shoot through a hole like that to get it, he got it. And that great riding of that evil conscience of his, that Edomite spirit, he said, when I see him, he said, I'm going to stand off because I want to suffer a little bit. Stand off about 100 yards, and first one is going right in the right leg. Put one in the left leg. I'll put one in each shoulder. Then I'm going to flay him open. I got him. I'm going to work him. He took it. But that's all right. I got something for him. I got something for him. You see, that's what Shaitan said. When Yahweh created man, he put him upon this earth. It was without form and void. He said, he took it from me. And I'm going to get it. I'm going to get it back. And they're going to worship me. And they're going to be my subjects. And I'm going to drive them like dogs. And that's what he does. He drives a man like a dog today. And so Esau riding with this great vengeance of death in him. He said, I'm going to get him. And I'm going to put him under. Because he took something from me. And I'm going to work on him. And yet the wisdom of Yahweh, the wisdom of Israel, even as he began to send the things, the waves, to impede this thrust of Esau. And when you wrestle with the messenger of Yahweh, he came for a message just for Israel. And I want to tell you today, the messengers today will speak to Israel. As it was in the beginning, so shall it be in the end time. And the messenger, only Israel, like Israel heard the messenger message of Yahweh, the messenger. Only Israel would be able to receive the message of Yahweh. Everyone is not going to have ear to overcome. He that hath ear, let him hear what the Ruach speaketh unto the assembly. And he that overcome, or he that prevails. And Israel is going to prevail. Not these false doctrines that these men are lining up according to flesh, according to social status, the doctrines of hell, the doctrines of delusion, the doctrines that have been birthed by the powers of darkness. It is not from Yahweh. Not at all. That's why we need the mind of HaMashiach. There's a mind of wisdom. Yahweh loves that mind. He doesn't love us. Our folly is a distasteful thing in his mouth. Our corruption is a distasteful thing to Yahweh. He hates that. This dissimulation of this false thing we call love, he despises that. He hates it. He hates it. It is not pleasing to his heart. There are two commandments, and all other mitzvahs are fulfilled in them. To love Yahweh with everything, and to love your neighbor. Don't sit here hypocrites and pretend like you love yourself. Quiet. Good. So you know you need to search your heart. No, not the word that you got something against. You need to search your own heart. And that's the truth. To love Yahweh with all your heart, soul, mind, and all your strength. And to love your neighbor as yourself. To love your neighbor as you love you. That's what Scripture says. But because our minds are inundated with such folly and frivolity and trivial things, our conversation is filled with trivial frivolity. Not with the wisdom of Yahweh's word. You love laughter. It's wickedness. That's what this generation loves. Love that. Yeah, that eerie, corrupt thing. I hate it. I hate it. Yeah, I believe there's a time to laugh. There's not a time to laugh. It's a time to be serious. Time to be of a sober conscience. You see, our daily activities filled with laughter and folly. I must be hitting a stick in here because you folks, you don't like what I'm saying, but that's all right. There's nothing more that Yahweh loves than wisdom. A man that loves wisdom. That's all right. You all get upset with me. That's all right. I have no compunction with that. I say to you all the time, Mrs. Robert gets upset with me, so that's all right. I get upset with her, so what? Get upset with me. It doesn't change my love for her because she gets upset with me. I want to go a little farther. But what I'm going to do, I'm going to stop there. I'm going to stop there for one reason. Because, first of all, you all get too lethargic. And you get too tired, too quick. But let me read this before. I want to read one more scripture before I close today. I want you to understand this Gabbah, this great strength of Yahweh's prevailing. This is Yisrael. Turn quickly to Shemoth, Exodus. Chapter 17. I do hope that this is of great strength to you. Hope that it helps you. I really do. Hope it brings some understanding. I don't want to labor in vain. I don't want to labor to understand these things. And then they serve no purpose. But I want to show you the might of Yahweh's prevailing power, saints. When we uphold that which is right. And lift up the true Torah of Yahweh. Let Christianity and all of that pertains to it. Let it go into the abyss of darkness. You hold true to that which is right. And the scripture tells us when this great battle of Amalek against Israel, against the house of Yahweh. I want to show you what happened. In Shemoth, Exodus 17:10, it says, so Yehoshua did as Moshe. You understand that he did as the man of Yahweh commanded him. He did as Moshe had said to him, and he fought with Amalek. And Moshe and Aharon and Hur went up to the top of the hill. And it came to pass, when Moshe held up his hand, that Israel prevailed. That Israel prevailed. Gabbah. And when he let down his hand, Amalek prevailed. What we have done is let down the standards of Yahweh. And that is why wickedness prevails. That is why it seduces us, draws us, has a stronghold, overcomes us. And we are able to think wickedly. We're able to do unjust things. We're able to create an injustice. We're able to do things that Yahweh doesn't intend for us to do. I know that I'm making sense. I know that it is the Ruah that speaks unto Israel. And so as long as Moshe held up the standard of Yahweh, that Yahweh is able, we don't lift up our voices unto him. This is an instant of lifting up our voices, our hands, our singing, our praises unto him. And that's what it represents, our surrendering unto him. And those are the things that the enemy keeps you away from, doesn't he? Do you find no energy to do that? You find no excitement about Yahweh to bless him. Because there's an evil conscience and an evil mind. But if someone comes to you with a foolishness, I can hear you laughing over this place. When it's something silly said, you will laugh. Miss Nonchalant or Mr.
miss the various thoughts. You can hear your laughter, your folly, your foolishness. Someone comes to you with some kind of gossiping lies. You can sense your rage and you throw it up your head. I'm mad as hell over that she, he. But when it comes to lifting up hands that are kodesh, we find it difficult. And that's what this is a metaphor of, lifting up our hands, lifting up our hearts, and lifting up our minds unto Yahweh, because He is our prevailer. Israel prevails. And so as long as the prophet of Yahweh lifted up the standard of Yahweh, and as long as the man of Yahweh lift up the standard of the Torah, you shall prevail. But he never lift up that, then the Amalek or this Edomite power is going to prevail, and that's what is done in this nation. So as long as Moshe lifted up his hand, held them up, they prevail. He could see the great strength of Yahweh. He knew it wasn't them. And Yahweh did that to let us see for this, our example, for them to know, look, it's not about the strength of man. And I will get to that next week. I will show you what Scripture says. I will show you what Scripture says. Not what David Roberts says. What Scripture says. And as long as he held up the scepter, the standard of Yahweh, they prevailed. They overcame. When he felt weak, or he felt this sense of, well, looked like they had the victory. They didn't have the victory. Then Amalek overcame. Verse 12, but Moshe's hands were very heavy. And here's one thing about this generation. Can I tell you, brothers and sisters, I want you all to hear me. You all have no sensitivity to even yourself, and especially not when it comes to a man of Yahweh that will tell you truth. You have no ability to sense when his heart is heavy. You have no ability to sense when you do things that cause his heart to be heavy. And that's the truth. And yet he had two men beside him. When his hands were heavy, they took a stone. They took that stone, that rock, that sure thing. And they put it under him, and he sat thereon. That's all right. They gave him a seat. They knew he was a righteous man. They knew he was from Yahweh. They gave him a seat thereon. And Aharon and Hur stayed up his hands. You just hold your hand up. We're going to stand by. You hold up the Torah, the standard of Yahweh. And one on one side and the other on the other side. And his hands were steady until the going down of the sun. And Yahushua defeated. He destroyed. He disconfited. He brought them to nothing. Amalek and his people with the edge of the sword. And his word is the pure sword. And his word is the sword. His word is sharper than any two-edged sword. And it cuts. Yet he had men that were faithful. Understood the heaviness. Why? Because Israel had walked out of the will of Yahweh. They had turned back. They had gone astray. Israel prevails. And in every stage of their bondage, every stage in Babylon, wherever, it was because Yahweh did that. For what reason? For them to prevail. Israel shall prevail. That's the character of Israel. And the heavenly messenger saw that he did not prevail against Yaakov. He didn't prevail. Why? Because Yahweh is the one that prevails. And he was the one that ordained the footstep of Yaakov. Yahweh ordains Israel's way. He set the crooked path straight. He is the one that does that. And not you, not some religious form, not your mama or your daddy. It is Yahweh that does it. Now I'm going to continue on this on next Shabbat. Yahweh's will. Hopefully. I got something that he's, a word that was spoken to me today, and I'm going to speak that, Yahweh's will, on Wednesday. This Wednesday. I must do that because it's vital. I think if we study Scripture and see what Scripture says, we will be more equipped. Because we don't do that, we're not equipped. We're not equipped. Well, Pastor Roberts, if I had time like you, can I tell you something, you sisters, daughters of Zion? You have more time than a rabbit in a cornfield. Hallelujah, Yahweh. You have time. The brothers are not slacking for time. I understand the brothers that go out and work. But they're not slacking for time. They don't have to come on mono grass.
Do you know car mechanic work? As the preacher would say, come on here, somebody. You might as well say, help me, Yahweh. Sure. So you sisters, you daughters of Zion ought to be ones that say, ah, that's so, Pastor Robert. Ah, yes. Because your mind is so idle, you have nothing there. An idle mind loves another idle mind. A foolish mind wants those that are foolish. A thief loves thieves. A liar loves liars. And that's what they want. And that's the truth. And that's right, Mother. And I don't take one word back. I don't cow down to any of us. Not even me. I won't change nothing. I do want to read this letter before I close. I got a call of the night from a brother. He lives here in the cities. You'd be surprised the people that listen to WVOY. That thing really gets out. I've gotten Brother Dale. We got over into Mount Crock, and with a nice vehicle, that thing kicks out. It really, the station gets out comparative to what we have. I understand it's not a 5,000 watt or 25,000 watt station, but I bless y'all with 40. But there are people that are listening, believe me. This man called me the other night, said, I tell you what, this is all right. And that's what he was saying. I told him, come on and visit me. I don't know the man, but I told him, come visit me. I'll sit down with him. I don't mind doing that with people. Those that oppose truth, I don't mind sitting down with them. I don't care what someone like Charles Dow says. This man is just weak. You're not going to convince a man like that because he's diehearted. He has the people. You worship Jesus. Not nowhere in the scripture where scripture tells you to worship HaMashiach. He's just a foolish young man. And I said, I hope he's listening too. I'm not afraid to say that to him. He wrote a letter that said that when I went to Tennessee, the last time I went there, there was a pastor I went to see, Pastor Smart. Pastor Smart had a little congregation. And he said that him and Pastor Kimani saw this woman with a demon. And if he called that casting out a demon, he is very sad. This little gal coming out with a dress on about this high. I thought she was a little half, a little whole. I didn't want to mess with her. I don't lay hands suddenly on any man. He said the only people who realized he had a demon was my wife, me, and Pastor Kimani. Well, if Pastor Kimani realized that his wife, that little heifer had a demon, he should have realized what his wife had, shouldn't he? The woman get kerosene poured on herself and set herself on fire. Now, that's a satanic mind now. That's something terrible. But that little heifer was just filthy. She wasn't saved. And she needed to tell the little hoe, stop being a hoe. That's what you need to be, a hoe. She had on a dress up to here, and the other one had on a dress so tight, she had a split on to about right here. And they were singing the song, we're going to tear this house down for Jesus. I want that to be with Pastor Smart, really. I like the man. Very precious man. I still think he's a precious brother. And so he said that the only people that understand what was going on, him, his wife, and Pastor Kimon, which is hilarious to me. He said, I was a preacher there that didn't even understand. Pastor David Roberts called my name out. Pastor David Roberts did not understand. Well, he's an ignorant man. Pastor Smart said, pray for him. I was going to lay hands on the woman. I wasn't. So I just laid hands on the brothers. I was going to put my hand on, because you don't lay hands suddenly on these little Jezebel. And all of a sudden, he said that woman cried out, the woman didn't do that. The little heifer, he prayed, called himself prayer for. She went down on her knees with his wife for 3 minutes. She was back up with her buddies over there. And so she called me 2 weeks later and said, I'm free because of Jesus. They're lying, little heifer. She wasn't free. But that's what these men call all this crazy generation and this puking up and spitting out like fools. They call that. You understand. HaMashiach came to testify of the great one, his Abba. I don't care what you say. You can twist the renewed covenant any way you want to, or you call it a New Testament. You can twist it any way you want to. You can't even show me anywhere in there. Well, he said he's equal with his Abba. Well, what he was saying, that my Abba, I'm equal with my daddy, because daddy doesn't think any less of his son. When a daddy really sit down with his son, his son gets a little older, a little mature, you say, son, how you doing? How's family? They talk like men, don't they? He doesn't talk to him like a boy. He honors him. So he is equal with you in the sense that he's a man. He's equal with you. And when he said, because he's your son, that doesn't make him any less because he's your son. That doesn't make him any less. That's what he was saying. I'm not less because I'm his son. That's what he was saying. I'm not a lesser with him because I'm his son. I stand for him because we are equal. We are one. That's what he was saying. That's what he was saying. That little boy, when he gets to understand Shabbat Yahweh, when he gets to understand his daddy, if we were around, he shut down with his daddy. What he said, he'd be equal with his daddy. Now, he ain't equal with his daddy. Not because he couldn't even pick up Can I ask you a question? See, I want to show you something. Can you pick up 50 pounds? Can you pick up 50 pounds? You pick up 100 pounds? Can you pick up 100 pounds? That's enough. Huh? He can't pick up no one him, I guarantee you. He can do the same thing he did. Sure he can. Can you read? Can you count? Count to 10. Good. Count to 10, my brother. Was there any difference in that? Saying, wasn't it? That's all he was saying. He said, my daddy, I know who he is. You got a problem with that. I don't have it. Come on. Papa, he said that with his son. He's talking with him like a man. No, he don't talk down to him. He just talked to him. He didn't have to talk down to how much. He just talked to him. That's all I was saying, brothers and sisters. We just don't understand Scripture. And these corruptors, because we've been training this. If you train a certain way, you got to get all the trash out of it. That's why Shaul had to stay 3 years. What, 3 years in the wilderness? He had to get that trash out of him. So we got to get trash out of us. Hallelujah, Yahweh. That's what we must do. Just trash we got. It just got to come out. You understand? And to get a house clean, you got to clean. Pastor Hunter called me the other day. He said, Pastor, I want to clean the house. He said, the woman who owned the house, I'm telling you, she would defecate on herself, plop. See, the whole house in mine. She would just sit there, you know, nobody there. She didn't want nobody to help her. She would just bush on herself and, you know, bush wherever she's at. And he said, well, I went in that house. He said, I told the man what I charged him. He said, man, I ain't tell you to go shopping. He said, I tell you what. He said, I tell you what, you pay me that, you get somebody else to do that. Because really, I don't want to do it no way. He said, I had my good mass boy, you. He said, you got to rip the whole house out. Just from my bush. Just in the house. The stench. I stink. How filthy it was. And that's what he's going to have to do. He's going to rip out all our little foundations, our little pillars. Our little corrupt pillars, our pride pillars. Hey, you always got to do that. And he got a bulldozer right here that don't mind dropping. I don't mind putting it in full throttle. So that's what he meant. I'm equal with him. He's just equal with Deacon. I understand what you were saying too, but believe me. Were you trying to take over Deacon? No, I understand what he was saying. He's the daddy. Something your daddy boy. That doesn't mean that he's not equal with him because that's his daddy. He will never forget that. Come on, are you a man, son? Jermaine, was your daddy a man? Do you have a child? Did he have a child? Oh, isn't that something? He's just equal with his daddy. He can produce one just like his daddy. But that doesn't mean he dishonors his daddy. If your daddy's a daddy, what are you today? Okay. Are they equal? Are they equal? Daddy's a daddy, isn't he? All right, then. Hallelujah. Teach you a little something again. I want to read this letter before I close. Come on, Brother Pat. This is that wrote me the letter. Not about it, I just like what she said. Not what she said concerning me, but just show you how Yahweh, how he helps people. She writes this letter. Her name is Leah Illich. And she is from the Bronx in New York City. This is what she reads, writes to me. And I'm quite sure she's listening. Nobody knows her, but I don't even know her personally. But she knows herself. Bless you, my sister. I know she's there. She said, Dear Pastor Robinson, I want to read in her vernacular what she wrote. I'm not going to change anything, all right? She said, Dear Pastor Roberts, Dear Pastor Roberts, may the wonderful face of Abba, Father Yahweh, continue to smile upon you and your lovely wife. She's never met Sister Roberts. And the rest of the flock. See, sorry I took a while to send you back a reply. I was very engrossed in listening to your sermons and the truth of the matter. I have never in all my years am on the face of the earth. I have never heard anyone to bring the word of Abba Yahweh across with so much power, love, and devotion. Bless you, my sister. I was born and raised in the faith of Abba Yahweh. And have never heard such remarkable teaching. Where have you been all of my life? Yahweh bless you and keep you, my brother. And may he cause his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. And may he keep you in all your ways. And may you be blessed in all what you set your hands to do. I've been reading up on your website and I just cannot stop. There is so much food to eat there. When I wake up in the morning, I say my prayers. I turn on my computer onto your site, and I read all through the morning or listening to one of your sermons. You are so honest in bringing the word across. You do not care who get offended. or not at all, you know, is that Yahweh gave you a job to do and you are doing it. In this world we are living in, so many of the sacred name movement preachers is afraid to preach the word of Yahweh the right way because they're afraid to hurt the members' feelings. But with you, that is different. You do not care whose feelings get hurt as long as you do the will of your Father Yahweh. And I admire that about you very much, and I thank Yahweh for you and having me on the land of the living so that I can have the opportunity to hear and meet one of his shepherds. Thank you for being you. And for Abba Yahweh for keeping you, he said that in all your ways acknowledge him and he will strengthen your hearts. For the past weeks, I've been feeling so downcast in my body and my spirit because of my sins and some of the terrible things I had done. And me telling Abba Yahweh why he was wasting his time with someone like me. Just do himself a favor and take me off the face of this earth. You see, Pastor, I was in a deep pit with everything around me sinking. The assembly where I used to attend, the people do not care about Abba Yahweh the way they ought to. All they do is give lip service. They gossip and they backbite more than the people of this world. They judge and they condemn you on heresy with no proof of whether it is true or not. The older women are not doing their job, as Abba says, admonish the young sisters on how to be good wives to their husband, to teach them how they should respect and honor the man. Is this coming from a sister? They are too busy putting their noses where they do not belong. A woman is the pastor. I take that part. The woman is a Jezebel. That's what she is. But anyway, she says, a woman is the pastor of Yahweh's flock. She do not want to step down and let the assistant pastor, who is a man, rule there. Rule. There is no love in that place. Everyone do whatever they want. It's just a mess. So when I came across your website and I heard the way that you preach, I say thank you, Yah. I now have a reason to live. There is hope for me. So you see, Pastor, Yahweh chastised those he loved. I thank him every day for placing you in my life. Keep doing Yah's will. Because at the end of the journey, I know that Abba Yahweh will have a crown waiting for you in glory. As for how many stars that will be in the crown, I don't know. Only Yahweh knows. I have a lot more to say, but I do not want to burden you down with all of my problems. You have enough on your hand as it take care of your flock. And you don't need another problem and child to add to the bunch. Well, you're a child of Yahweh, sister. It's not a burden to me. And it's not a problem. You bless my heart and strengthen my hearts. Yahweh bless you, my past sweet Pastor Robert. Bless you, my sweet sister. Greet your lovely wife for me and give my regards to your flock. Keep up the good work. I bless you all in the Kodesh, the magnificent name of Abba Yahweh. There's no one else like him. He is the first and the last, the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. Pray for me. I continue to do the same for you. I love you, a sister in Messiah, Leah Elik. Let us stand to our feet. Bless you, my sister. All you that are listening, we pray that Yahweh bless you today. And join with us as we sing the song, Pastor Brown. Let there be love in our hearts. Come on, Brother Patrick.
There be love, share among us. Let there be love in our lives. May now your love, sweet the sound, cause us, Yahweh.
Bless you, Sister Tucker, be strong.
To arise in us oppressed.
Bless you, Brother Michael. Sister Michael and Brother Alex, bless you all.
Brother Lila, that it is real. So let there be love shared among us. Let there be love.
Come on, every heart, grab your neighbor's hands.
So let there be love.
We bless you, Sister Lila. May Yahweh bless you. Sister Yalia there in Tampa with your daughters and son. May Yahweh give you strength this day and bless your hearts. Be encouraged, my sister. All your love
sweep this house. Calls us Yahweh.
Brother Heath, we bless you with your wife, Sister Marie, and the children.
Give us a fresh understanding, a brotherly love that is real. So let there be love shared among us. Let there be love.
Come on, look your neighbor in the eyes and sing that wonderful song.
So let there be love shared.
You that are listening, wherever you're listening, we bless you all. You that are in Charlotte, wherever you're listening, in Atlanta, we bless you all today.
Down your love, sweet as love, goes us your way to arise. Give us a friend. A brotherly love that is real. So let there be love shared among us. Let there be love.
Come on, one more time.
So let there be love shared.
Brother David, stay strong, my brother. Keep the Ibuda of HaMashiach
alive. May your love.
Brother Rex, if you're listening there in Landras, may Yahweh strengthen your heart, your home.
Just Yahweh to arise.
You that are listening by live stream, if I don't know you, bless you all this Shabbat.
Understanding a brotherly love that is real. So let there be love shared among us. Let there be love.
For you're mighty and great, our precious Abba. We thank you today. We pray that we have this character of Yisrael. For you change his name to show the change of the nature of the one you change. And true Yisrael is changed from a carnal, fleshly people to one that have the life and the power of your Torah visible in their lives. So I pray for us here in this house, everyone, those that need strength, and above all men, I need your strength, my Abba, to give us strength and help us build the character of HaMashiach, for we need that character. We do pray for the Shalom of Jerusalem, for you declare that you will bless those that love Jerusalem. So we pray for her strength, her beauty. Help us all today. I pray for the bodies of those that need a touch. Your healing hand rest upon them all and to strengthen them. Bless every heart today that is listening of the live broadcast. Bless Brother Nathan again there in Houston, Texas. We bless you, Brother Nathan, to see him soon as he will come and visit us here. Bless him and strengthen him in the labor of love that you have put in this man's heart. I've never met him, but I know that he is my brother. Strengthen him. The gentle man and kind in his ruah. I pray for him. Touch him and all of those that listen today with him in the gathering. Bless them that their heart may be satisfied with the richness of the fatness of your food. We love you today, Yahweh. Help us to love one another, to bless one another, to be kindly affectionate one unto another. For we ask all things in the mighty name of HaMashiach, the Lamb of Israel, Yahshua. We bless you, Yahweh. And all the generations cried, Hallelujah, Yahweh. Hallelujah, Yahweh.